Get it? The Bird Show.
Bird Show listener Nicole called us on Friday or Thursday, the end of last week, and she had a little bit of a dilemma. Mm-hmm. She had looked into her online bank account for no reason other than, I think, just to see if she could access it because she had never really paid attention to it. Mm-hmm. Everything looks fine except for one strange payment to Honda. And she doesn't drive a Honda, mm-hmm. and her husband doesn't drive a Honda. And their kids, if they had any, didn't have a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kind of was like...
And their cars are paid off, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what she said?
It was, what, $502 or something? So she's kind of in the back of her mind.
Like,
What are we spending $502 every single month to Honda right. for? Hey, Nicole, remind us if you're on the voice disguiser or not.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, you are still on the voice disguiser. And did I leave any details out? Why was it that you initially accessed the online account? It wasn't because you suspected anything. It was just...
No, I was just feeling like, you know, I didn't know what I was, I needed to know a little bit about what was going on with our finances and kind of take the ball with it. And he had a password book, and which was always available, and I knew about it, and I just went online, and I saw this payment for $502 to Honda, and we didn't have those kinds of cars, so it just put a red flag to me kind of thing.
Now, we did learn that Honda does have... like lines of credit and stuff.
Right.
But somebody pointed out via email, you said it was 502, it was the same amount, 502 every month?
Yes.
So the problem is if it's a line of credit, like a credit card, who pays the exact same amount? It has to be the internet detective or the email detective person who wrote this in, I think it came to all of us, basically said, if it's $502 and that's the amount, then it's probably not a credit card payment or a line of credit. It's probably a fixed note with a regular payment.
It was a loan of some kind, right?
So were you able to call the bank?
Yeah, I did. I called the bank and they couldn't give me any information. They just said it was just a payment and they didn't know what it was for and told me to call Honda Finance. So I called Honda Finance and they told me that they couldn't release any information to me because my name was not on the account. But they did tell me that they just kind of like let it slip that my husband was one of two names on the account.
Oh, no. So there's somebody else on there. They won't tell you what that name is?
No, not at all. So, yeah.
Did you confront your husband?
No, I haven't yet, no.
Why?
No. Oh, because we had two Christmas parties this weekend, and then we were putting the Christmas tree yesterday, and it's just, I don't know, I just don't want to bring it up.
Do you have a gut feeling, or?
I don't know, I mean, I feel like I'm the one wrong here, because I haven't talked to him about it, because he's just, there's nothing different going on. He was, you know, we went to the parties all weekend. We had a great time. He was, you know, we went and got in the tree. We put the tree up and everything. Everything was fine. And I know there's a reasonable explanation. It just hasn't been a right moment. And I know that's not right on my end. I know there's a right moment, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, nothing's been different really, because you're the one that has discovered this. The payments have been going on for about a year. Isn't that what you said to us on Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been almost 12 months, and so, you know, I mean, I didn't know about it, because like I said, I don't look at the finances, I don't know what's going on, he's always taking care of that, and he makes it all available to me. I mean, as far as, you know, there's money for me, and he lets me know what's going on, and there's, like we said, there's that password book that is right on his desk, and, you know, it's not like he's hiding anything, but I gotta talk to him, I know I do.
Because you told us when we talked to you last week that you've got no reason not to trust him.
No, he's never given you any reason. No, he's a good guy. But this is just very out of the ordinary for him to do this kind of thing. I mean,
is there anybody in your life that would need the financial help that he wouldn't want you to know about? They'd be too prideful.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Because I was just thinking, you know, he could be paying for, I don't know, your mom's car or his best friend or his best guy friend's car. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could be doing something for somebody to help them out financially, but they're too embarrassed, so they don't want you to know about it.
Or what about,
I mean, that's best case scenario.
I was almost thinking about like an employee. Like, if there's somebody or a coworker, if there's somebody that he works with that was in needed their car to get to work, and they were in danger of losing their car or something, and he took over the payments or something like that, like, maybe they're giving him cash every month as much as they can, maybe.
Hopefully, but I think you won't know unless you talk to him. And and I think that, I think everybody wants to give him the benefit of the doubt. But one thing I want to hear more from you is the fact that this is your home, too, and these are your finances, too. And so you have the right to ask him, because I think there's a part of you that, you know, you feel like you don't deserve to know because you haven't been interested in finances up to this point. But it's still your marriage, and you have every right to ask him.
Hey, Stan.
Right, I know.
Hey, Stan, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Pretty good. I was just going to tell her, wait till after Christmas to handle this. Is this going to ruin Christmas for everybody?
Because you don't think it's going to end up end well?
Oh, no.
Wouldn't that eat at you? If he knew something.
But then isn't the exchange her Christmas being ruined? Because that's going to be in the back of her mind. I mean, are you capable of, Nicole, are you capable of putting it so far back in your mind that you don't think about it until December 26th?
No, I mean, like, even this morning when I woke up and he left for work, I was like, I'm like at the edge here, you know? I mean, I'm going to have to talk to him about it.
You're
going to
start, like, fighting about
it. I can't wait. I couldn't do it.
It's going to get to a point
after the holidays
where you're fighting about, like, how much cream he puts in his coffee.
I'm shocked you got through the weekend, you know? I cannot wait. I would have been such a witch by the end of the weekend.
Hey, Christy, welcome to the show.
Hey there. If she's got a password journal, she should go to Honda Finance and look and see if she has a password for Honda Finance. Then she can access the account information and not only see what kind of car, you can see who's on the account.
So you'd be able to see the name of the other person, the cosigner, or whatever.
Yeah, and the address the bill sent to, the whole... She needs to go through the password journal and see if she's got a password and a login for Honda Finance.
Maybe it's all the
time. Now, if you do have that, then that means that, there's nothing... He's not hiding anything if he put it in the password journal.
But he's still spending $6,000 a year that she doesn't know about.
But I'm thinking... But if it's not in the password journal, then...
That's something that's interesting because there was no password for that. There was just an account number and the phone number. So that's why when I called, I just gave them the account number, and then they asked me if they said my husband's name. And I said, no, this is his wife. And they asked me my name, and they said, oh, you're not one of the two on the account.
Wow. See, what worries me about that is that means it's another woman's name.
It doesn't have to be another woman. It could be another guy.
But if she said I'm his wife, then they would have automatically said, well, you're not the other name on the account.
If it was a guy, you mean?
If it was two guys' name on the account,
right,
then they wouldn't have made her.
They would have
asked her what her name was.
Maybe the other guy's name is Rachel.
Maybe his name is Stacy.
So
that's both.
We're gonna Aaron.
Right. What else? Quickly.
Jimmy.
Pat.
We're going to have to have Tracy stay in touch with you, because I have a feeling that this conversation is going to happen in the next day or two.
No, the question, and hopefully he'll have a reasonable answer.
Do you have any problem coming back on with us and filling us in when it's done?
No, I don't. I hope it's totally reasonable, and I hope it makes sense. But
we do too.
Yeah, it will.
All right, use the secret.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for sharing the story with us, Nicole.
Okay,
we'll talk to you in the next couple days.
Yeah, my thing is unravel the secret.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com. and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Listen, it's It's the Vert Show.
Excuse me.
Tim Allen joins us this morning to talk about his directorial debut and his new movie. I wonder if he's sick of hearing that Home Improvement theme everywhere he goes.
Oh, hey. If I could crawl through this phone, I would show you how sick I am.
Is it really? Are you just over it?
No, not over it all, because I have so many great friends because of it. Yeah, I have fans that still, fan bases and websites, and my family still sees it. My kid up until about age 15, that's all the only show she watched. She had a computer, and I wouldn't put a TV in her bedroom. Don't ask me why, but we just didn't do that, and she didn't. And she watched Home Improvement and Friends, and I really preferred she watch Friends. I said, you got it. She knew the episodes better than I. She goes, this is the one where you and Al did this, or you and Wilson. I said, you got to stop this kid.
I have to tell you that I watch, I stumbled across, I don't know, like a behind the scenes E! Entertainment, you know, one of those. We're going to go back in time and go over every step of
the true Hollywood story.
The true Hollywood story.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I cried like a baby when y'all were on stage saying goodbye. I don't know what it was for me or whatever, but
cried like Tebow.
Yes.
Hey.
I caught
it. It was literally both episodes when we redid that one, and with the last episode we did, it was the hardest 30 minutes I've ever had, because every time I get out in tool time, because I loved, and I put it in huge quotes, I loved doing that show.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that crew, my parking spot at Disney, the commissary, everything about that life I loved. And that last time when I said I was going to say, you know, does everyone know what time it is? And Debbie came downstairs. Every time I walked out, I get it there, and I get this groundswell of tears, and I'm really not that type of guy. Mm-hmm. And man, it was tough. That was a tough night.
I bet. It was an 8-year run, which, I mean, in sitcom television life is a...
It's an eternity.
Yeah, that's huge.
Well, it was huge. And I said, thanks for bringing my mood to a dead halt. I'm going to just lay down for a little bit.
Tell us about the 10 City Comedy Tour. What's your stand-up like?
Well, I'm going to do a big concert tour. I've been wanting to go back on the road. I go to local comedy clubs in Los Angeles and pine a little bit. Some of it a little bit, because I really had a great run as a stand-up, culminating really in selling my act to do Home Improvement, which is mostly my act. And at the same time, correspondingly, I finished directing a movie called Crazy on the Outside, as we'll talk about, with Sigourney Weaver, Ray Liotta, and J.K. Simmons, Gene Triplehorn. Just a great cast. And I started watching the test screenings we did, with the studio did here in Los Angeles. I said, God, this is fun watching people watch this movie. And it occurred to me that this is what a way to introduce it. 2 weeks before, we premiere it right after the holidays, January 8th. But what a great way to get some buzz going, or not, and have people take a look at it, and then give me a chance to come out and premiere both the movie and showcase a little bit of the comedy that I'll be doing next year. So I'm going to do about 20 minutes of comedy up front, and you get to watch the movie right after that.
That's a lot of pressure, too, if you sit down in the audience and watch the people react. Like, if they're reacting great to your comedy, but then the movie comes and it's really silent, or vice versa, like, you just can't make them laugh, but they think the movie's huge, like, you're kind of in a twisted emotional spot, because they're both babies.
To be totally frank with you, the studio, after I decided to do this for 10 cities and, you know, get some excitement going, and we all agreed, I really don't stay around. I'm there to show you the movie. We'll start it off. And then it's a little intimidating for both the director, actor, being me, and the audience, to have me sitting in the back, because generally I'm a bad movie audience guy anyway, because I'd be back there going, hey, pal, sit down. You can't take a pee right now.
Right. No,
hey, this is the best. This is the best part. Sit down.
Oh, believe me, I am the world's worst guy to see movies with, because I pick up. I didn't like that the Hulk's pants didn't explode along with him.
Yeah.
You know, the Hulk, he grew up and he got real big. How come his pants didn't burst?
Well, they did, but only the calves, because anything more than that was...
Well, no, why did the crotch? And I saw it with a whole bunch of kids from the YMCA. I took a bunch of my nephews, and I said, that's fake. And I actually stood up and said, why are they, you know, making a joke. And all of the kids at once said, hey, Santa, sit down and shut up.
Hey, is the Wikipedia entry for you would tell us that your first entry into comedy was a dare. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. I worked at a kind of a high-end sporting goods store called The Sportsman in Michigan, and, you know, selling Orvis fishing rods and North Face packs. And this one guy kept coming in who worked at a blueprint place, and both of us, real funny. And at one point, we were just killing each other. I was putting on, you know, Orvis gear and making jokes downstairs at the sporting goods place. And he said, "You're pretty funny. You should go to that open mic night." I'm not sure if the Punchline there in Atlanta ever did it for local comics. I bet you they do have. I can't remember because I worked there so many times.
There's so many. But, yeah, the Punchline, a lot of local comics have come through. And
well, that's where I started this place called the Comedy Castle in Detroit. And I just want, the guy said, "That's, you know, you're so funny. When you think you're so funny, why don't you go do that comedy night?" And I go, "Ah, that's for punks," or, you know, whatever you say when you're scared. And eventually he almost did it almost exactly like, "What are you, scared?" "Oh, man, don't call me scared."
Outside of Home Improvement, what project that you do would have you recognized the most?
Well, it's peculiar because Buzz Lightyear, definitely, if I'm walking around, it's people get that voice, but there's nothing like Home Improvement. It's still on. The Nickelodeon still plays it all the time. So I get people, and I don't mean to make fun because, you know, somebody doesn't know. I get people thinking it's still on, number one. I said, "Do you think I still have that guy that I play like an early, looks like my younger brother?" You know, I'm definitely an older guy now, and I sported a Billy Ray Cyrus mullet in some of those where I thought I was being very fashionable.
The Buzz Lightyear voice thing has to trip kids out if you're just, you know, walking through the mall or, you know, and you talk to your family.
I'm in an elevator in New York City and this kid's kind of acting up. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Come on, Woody. One day you and Andy will be a bunch of friends sitting around a fire eating a couple of schmoes." And then the kid goes, "He went into some sort of catatonic seizure. He was he thought that I had eaten Buzz Lightyear."
No way.
Why is that voice coming out of that ugly man?
That ugly man whose younger brother is on the Home Improvement show I watch on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
The Home Improvement guy's big brother ate Buzz Lightyear.
He ate Buzz Lightyear. Quick run. Flee, everyone.
So I was on the fence about asking you this question because you're talking to the Burt Show in Atlanta, and the Burt part of the Burt Show is not here.
He's out sick today.
He's homesick. And
what? I had no idea.
Oh, now you're gone, right? You know, no idea.
I will see you people later.
So I know because I just traded text message. He's sound asleep and his phone's off. If we dialed his number, he has a son who is 7 years old and is obviously a huge Buzz Lightyear fan. His son's name is Hayden. Would you be able to leave Hayden a voicemail it'll make Bert's world, it'll make Hayden's world?
As Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, would you leave him a voicemail?
Disney will bill you at the end of the day for about $11,000, but certainly I will do it.
Well, okay. You can, you know,
send the bill to Bert.
It's fine. Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, I'm worried about what Bert's ring back is.
Hayden, right?
Yes.
Hayden is his son, yeah.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Here we go!
Sorry about this, Buzz.
Hi, this is Bert. Thanks a lot for calling my mobile phone, but I'm not around right now to take your call. So go ahead and leave a message and leave your phone number, even if you think I have it, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I can. Thanks a lot for calling. Bye-bye.
Your message will be transcribed by phonetag.com. Please speak clearly.
To infinity and beyond. Hayden, this message is for you, not for your dad. This is Buzz Lightyear. Woody, get back. Woody, over there. We're preparing ourselves for Toy Story 3, Hayden. Can't wait for you to come to the theater and see it. Right now, I want you to eat your vegetables and make your bed. I've got to get to the evil Emperor Zurg. So sign it off. Goodbye, Hayden.
Oh,
nice! So cute!
You have no idea how much you just saved Bert on Christmas gift money. Like, you send the $11,000 bill to him, he will pay it.
Are you excited about Toy Story 3 coming out?
It's coming out just, Disney will hate me, but I think June 14th.
Mm-hmm,
it's
cool.
In June. It's going to be right after my birthday, which is the 13th.
Tell us about Crazy on the Outside and your directorial debut.
Well, it was a great script. Read it about 3 years ago. What we did at my production office is a table read to get actors around. And all of a sudden, it was the funniest script I'd read. However, mature in theme. So the Disney guys, once we got around to it, they kind of said they had other stuff on the docket, and we have Wild Hogs coming. They'd rather not put it under the Disney name. I loved it, so I talked to a buddy of mine, Kevin Costner, who's done this before, and he said, you could get private financing. And my company financed it, and I got Sigourney Weaver to play my sister in it. And it's just an adult comedy, and it's a laugh all the way through a movie, and there's some nice drama in it that the actors did. It's a Pillitt and Peasley script, and it's just a marvelous, real funny script, adult themes, but a PG-13. There's I think, one F-bomb in it, and that's it.
As you come into a project like this as a first-time director, the day before the first day of shooting, do you go to bed nervous?
Man, I tell you what, it wasn't that point. It's when I stood on set, and I've been doing movies almost for 15 years, 20 years, and I get into these. I get on set, and there's like 40 people, and they all stop talking. Everybody slowly, it's like out of a movie scene, this, they all start looking at me. And everybody quiets down, and there was a moment of flop sweat where my mind goes, I think I'm supposed to say something right now.
Yeah, they're like, come on, Tool Boy, direct us.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly the joke I use. Come on, Tool Boy, who's the funny man now? And it was so scary to those first words. How do you begin? How do you begin a thesis paper? I used to hate English thesis papers because I sat at a desk where that just, how do you start it? And so what came out was, okay, from the top. From the top. It's like doing stand-up to me. I love the project, so I'm going to come to Atlanta and show people. And, you know, if you like it, fine. If not, it's a Tom Hanks movie.
My fear is with Ray Liotta in it, who's always, to me, mm-hmm. Henry Hill and Goodfellas, that if you do something wrong, that you're going to end up whacked.
Yeah. There's one scene where I finally have to face down what my decision with him, and he goes, if you're going to hurt me, hurt me. I go, Ray, we're shooting a movie here. I'm not going to hurt you. Because you can't? Okay, Ray. Because I have to actually muscle him to the ground. And he kept saying, I'm not moving. And he wouldn't move unless I literally threw him to the ground.
Well, you're obviously very excited about the movie, and we're very excited that you chose Atlanta as one of the cities to bring it to, starting it out with your stand-up. We'll put all the information up on our website. We appreciate the time, and we definitely appreciate the Buzz Lightyear voice.
Yes,
that was awesome.
This is The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
This is The Burt Show.
We have been asking you guys for a couple of weeks now to go ahead and tell us about some of the people in your office or some people that you know that may need some help this holiday season.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that need help right now, not only with the recession, but it's just, you know, it's been a long time that everybody's been struggling. And I think that you know somebody in your life, in your office that you work with, or somebody in your church or your neighborhood who needs some help this year. So if you do, let us know about them. Tell us their story. And we want to be able to help them out and pay it forward. And then we also want you to listen to these stories every day and think of ways that you can pay it forward in your everyday life, whether that's buying somebody's coffee behind you or whether that's helping out an elderly neighbor or whatever it is that means paying it forward to you, for you to be inspired by these stories and do it yourself.
And Georgia's Own Credit Union and the Chipper Jones Family Foundation have been great at helping mm-hmm. us the last couple of years, and they're doing it again this year. And we got an email from Jennifer a couple of weeks ago, and it really struck us as one that we'd really like to help out. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, now we said this could come in the form of a friend, this could come in the form of a coworker, it could be a relative, it could even be yourself. Who are we helping out here today, Jennifer?
We are helping out a coworker and friend.
Okay.
Okay.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about her?
Okay, her name is Ashley. We started working together a little over a year ago, and we're about the same age, and we're both single moms. She's a single mom of a 13-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, and she doesn't get a lot of help, so she struggles a lot. And then just in knowing her over the last year, she's just amazed me in her strength because I found out she's also a survivor of domestic violence, and her daughter's father was abusive to her, and she still suffers a lot of fear from that, and just her whole story and finding out more and more over time has just overwhelmed.
This goes kind of hand in hand with the conversation that we had about Jaden's Ladder a couple of weeks ago. Ashley here has moved from state to state to get away from this guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And she's moved the kids around too. So obviously that's everybody uprooting, and it takes a tremendous amount of money, and the direction of her life is going one way, and then you can't get this guy off of her back, and now everything's changed, right?
Yes. I mean, she's, you know, in Georgia, and she's doing well, but like you said, that you know, her son, who's 13, did experience seeing some of the abuse. Mm. So he still suffers fear from that. And the guy actually beat up another girl and was released from jail. He got off on the charges. So there are many nights that she sleeps on the couch in her apartment so that if he were to come to Georgia and find her, she could protect the children more quickly.
Wow.
So just, I can't imagine how she comes to work every day and is the person she is dealing with, not only struggling financially being a single mom, but that constant fear of protecting her family.
Sure.
And it sounds like you guys have developed a really close friendship.
Well, she's the kind of person that, you know, you can't help but identify with, and it just, it makes it real because we're the same age, and you always wonder, you know, how does domestic violence start, and how can you let yourself get into that? And it's just, it's so easy to hear her story and see how it happens and how hard it is to get out of.
When you guys are in private and she's telling you about some of the struggles that have been going on and how she's not going to be able to have Christmas for the kids, what does she tell you?
Just that, you know, there's not money to buy toys. You know, she's got a few little dinky things, but nothing that the kids would be really excited about. There's no tree. There's no money for a tree. She was thinking about going to her sister's house for Christmas. And I said, well, you know, don't the kids still believe in Santa Claus? And, you know, you can't do it there, and just the logistics of it. And she just, you know, she said, this is the most depressing time of year for me because I can't provide that for them. I can't have the tree and the presents and the surprise. And it breaks my heart.
And you want to, you know, your knee-jerk reaction is like, this is not what Christmas is all about. It's not about presents and stuff like that. But how do you tell a 5-year-old who is consumed all around him every single day with his other 5-year-old friends that Santa is coming to their house and it's not coming to your house? You know, you just, that's impossible to do.
It is. That's my 4-year-old son. When we were packing up his toys to donate, I said, well, we're going to give your toys to kids that don't have any toys. And he said, well, Mama, why don't they just wait and ask Santa? And it's like they don't understand that for some people, there are no toys.
Right, right. You wrote in your email also that things have gotten so bad that she actually had to borrow money from her son to pay for groceries?
Yes. Her son had gotten some money for his birthday, and she came to work, and she was a little bit down, and she said that she had to borrow $20 from her son to buy groceries, and just how low she felt that she had to do that.
Man. Yeah, that's in a lot of cases, that's rock bottom right there.
Yeah.
Well, is she anywhere near you right now?
She is.
Okay. And she has no idea what's going on?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Ashley.
I don't have time. Leave me alone.
You're on my back.
I wish they'd move my cubicle.
You're always bugging me.
God.
Oh, come on. Are you crying again?
Hey. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley. You're on The Burt Show on Q100 right now.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
We can't shut up.
How are you today?
Hey.
Don't be rude about
good.
It.
How are you?
Doing okay. Good. Really good. Hey, Jennifer emailed us a little bit ago, and she told you or told us about some of the stuff that's been going on in your life and how you and your family are looking at the holidays right now. And in some cases, it just seems like another couple of days because you guys are really kind of struggling.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. And that this has been going on for quite a bit at this point.
Yeah, it has.
Well, we want you to take a look at the next couple of weeks and know that, when Christmas rolls around, that is not going to be a bummer for you at all, because the Chipper Jones Family Foundation and Georgia's Own Credit Union are going to take care of you and take care of your family in a really, really, really big way. So if you want Christmas trees, if you want decorations, if the 5-year-old and the 13-year-old have told you that there are items that they want for Christmas, they're going to get all of them.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Thanks.
I listen to you every morning. You guys always, I don't know, you guys always make me smile on the way to work. Always.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Has the 5-year-old told you that there's anything specific that he wants? Because they're not bashful. 5-year-olds, they will tell. I was at Phipps the other day talking to Santa, and there was a little kid in front of Hayden who was about 7 years old. He had literally a wish list of 19 items. 19 items on his list.
She hasn't really, only because she kind of knows that things are a tight squeeze, and, you know, I've given her the Toys R Us magazines and stuff to kind of make her feel better in a way, you know, and told her to circle stuff. But I've never raised my kids to, you know, I guess to be the kind of kids that, you know, draw out a huge list because, and same with my son. My son's, he's always known that we've struggled. So it's kind of, he's been so wonderful as far as that's concerned. You know, he just knows that, I mean, as sad as it is, I had to borrow $30 from him the other day. You know, he's a very big-hearted person. So he knows that, you know, he knows that we don't have a lot, unfortunately. So
we'll make sure that Christmas dinner is taken care of as well, so you don't have to borrow any money for groceries, okay?
Thank you.
I know when you're looking at a time and you're thinking, okay, I have to borrow money from my child, that even if they give me $200, that would be great for Christmas.
But you have no idea.
I just want to let you know
These
guys are giving you $2,000.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you...
So, I mean...
That's the second time you've told us to shut up.
All right, the floor is yours now.
Fine, I'll shut up.
So, I mean, we're talking... I mean, really let your mind go nuts here, which I'm sure you haven't been able to do in a very, very, very long time. But anything they want, $2,000. Clothes, toys, video games. If there's something more substantial you need around the holidays, $2,000 can get you that.
Holy crap. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish there was something that I could do to, I mean, you have no idea, no idea how much that means to me.
Well, you can. There's one thing that we're asking you to do is just pay it forward to somebody else, not in the form of $2,000. It doesn't have to be anything like that at all. The only thing that we're asking you to do is do something really nice for somebody over the next couple of weeks.
I will definitely do that. I've actually been in contact with the Family Violence Center, and I'm trying to get them to call me back because we have some stuff that we want to donate, and, you know, clothes and toys and stuff like that that a couple other moms want to donate, and we're just trying to find somebody that's willing to take them because I know a lot of places want to take, you know, new stuff and whatnot, but we've got a bunch of stuff that gently used clothes and toys.
Perfect.
And so if you guys know of anybody that could use them, please let us know.
Okay, we may get emails about that later on today, so if you just pay it forward, then we'll call it even, okay?
What size are the clothes?
Thank you.
What's that?
So
what size are the clothes?
They don't fit you. That's what you're looking for.
Just asking. Putting it out there.
Hey, Ashley, have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
And be sure to thank Jennifer as well.
Well, first she's going to punch Jennifer because she has swollen eyes you know, throughout the day because she's been crying. But other than that, you know, she'll be all right.
That's pretty cool.
Look, and I'm avoiding taking the calls right now from people saying, hey, I would like to give her ornaments for the tree or the tree itself, because the Chipper Jones Family Foundation and Georgia's Own is taking care of her. I mean, that's
$2,000.
Awesome. So those ornaments that you're going to give her, there are so many cases like that.
But you know, yeah, it's the whole pay it forward theme. Mm-hmm. The ornaments that you want to give her, give them to someone else.
Correct.
Give them to an organization. Give them to the union mission. Give them to the violence thing. Give them to the James Ladder organization. The same thing with somebody else called with a tree or something. Maybe you can
find
a tree for someone else. So pay it forward. That's the whole kind of theme of the whole thing.
It's the Burt Show.
everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Here, Bird Show.
We decided like a year ago, a long time ago. It really was a year ago. The one thing that... that we don't do enough is hang out outside of the radio station.
With each other.
With each other. It's not like that when we are done doing our 5.5 hour show and meetings and whatnot that we're just freaking sick of one another because we spend more time with each other than we do our significant others or other family members. It has nothing to do with that. I think it just has to do with forgetting to ask and forgetting to say, hey, Melissa, you just want to hang out. You know, for years, I begged Melissa to come over to my house and get drunk, and she wouldn't.
But you never invited Katie Jo, and Jessica always was out of town when you asked me, so it was kind of weird.
So we decided a while back that we would take some time out of our busy schedules and just hang out with each other and be family.
And we called it the Burt Show's Field Trips.
Field Trips, yes. Right? So we had one like a year ago where we all went up to my place at the lake, and we kind of combined it with a brainstorming thing, and we hung out and went swimming at midnight, and one of us almost drowned, and it was a very exciting time.
Yes.
And then Wendy followed that up by taking us all to medieval times where we dressed up in medieval-esque wear. We all rented costumes. And then you guys went to most everybody did joust training whatever.
Dressed up, went out there before the show and actually learned what they do.
And then
except for riding the horses, but we got to pet them.
Yeah, and then we all did the medieval times thing and then changed in our car and went to places afterwards. But that was our second one. Yeah. And then there was kind of a pause. We didn't do one for a while.
I know.
So Melissa Carter has stepped up.
Yes, I stepped up. I said it is time.
We will spend part of this holiday season with each freaking other.
That's right. We will enjoy it. We are, and you know what? We're going to don our gay apparel. That is true. I stepped up because one of the other ideas for our Burt Show field trips was to give a little bit of our personality into our activities.
Right.
So what we're doing is kind of sharing our
world
with everybody
else. Because Wendy considers herself a medieval wench.
All the time.
That's right.
Some other people probably do too.
Always has a stein of ale in her hand all the time.
Turkey leg.
But one of the things that Katie Jo and I do that is so much fun, and we've done it a couple times, that I wanted to share with you guys is actually what we're going to do this week. And our outing, I've told everybody for a month or two that it's this Wednesday night was our outing.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to play bingo. Now, you're like, bingo.
Bingo. Bingo.
It's not your grandma's bingo.
Okay.
There is an event in Atlanta once a month that is a bingo event that benefits an organization called PALS, which are Pets Are Loving Support, which anybody that has, and forgive me if it's not terminal, but a lot of the cases are terminal. A lot of sick individuals of Atlanta, when they have their pets and they can't take care of them because they're taking care of themselves, PALS comes in and takes care of the animals so that those who are sick don't have to get rid of the animals.
Oh,
so
buys them pet food, make sure they're
comes
healthy,
and feeds
takes them to the vet
takes them for a walk, takes them to the vet.
That's awesome.
That way, because, you know, when you're sick and you have animals, the animals sometimes really nurture you, and PALS wants to make sure that you don't lose your animals. So PALS is the beneficiary for this bingo. But this takes place at the Jungle, which is in Midtown. And when you're in Midtown and you're playing bingo, then it's got to be hosted by a drag queen. And Bubba, Bubba Delicious is the name of the drag queen that hosts these PAL bingo events. So it's once a month, and they have a theme every month. And this theme is the ho-ho hoedown. So this is Wednesday night. We all have a table to ourselves, and it is open to the public. So anybody can join. And we have a table to ourselves, and they have competitions where now you can decorate your table. So I will be going early to make sure
Burt Show tables decorated appropriately.
And you know, awesome. If Melissa's decorating the table, it's going to be hardcore.
And we are going to be there on Wednesday night playing bingo. So we're going to have a bingo cards. We're going to have a blotters. And we're going to listen to very adult entertainment when it comes to bingo.
They're dirty, right? Like, they're
if
grown
you've
up.
Ever, if you've ever been to any event with a drag queen, they are going to make it fun and adult. So this is something that is, you know, 21 and up.
Fun. Super fun. I'm excited.
So we are going to have, it's going to be the Burt Show family. It's going to be all of us. It's going to be Joanna. It's going to be Lopez. It's going to be everybody and Carl, everybody that's going to be here, and it's going to be their partners. So because y'all are allowed to bring your partners.
Have you gotten a commitment from Carl yet?
Carl did not know what we were doing. So I hope now that he knows
Carl,
what we're
why don't
doing,
you come on
we're
in
gonna
here.
See if we get a commitment from Carl.
Come on, Carl.
Everybody else is going, so Carl can...
Because I mentioned to Carl that Wednesday was open, and we had not shared what we're doing yet. So I'm not sure if, you know, if Carl, if you, Carl, did you hear what we're doing on Wednesday night?
Just tuned in. But I would love to go. It's just a matter of me and my wife trying to find a babysitter.
Okay.
Middle of the week, that's all.
Bring the kids.
All right.
You sure?
No. So I'm bringing the kids on that. But yeah, so Wednesday night is going to be Pals Bingo. So
super fun. Awesome.
We will have the link online because, like I said, it's open to the public. But these events sell out every single month. It's a huge fundraiser for Pals. And it's so much fun that Katie and I we were curious. I went the first time with one of my best friends on their Star Trek night. They had a Star Trek theme one night. I went, had so much fun. So Katie and I took her mom.
I remember.
We've been several times.
Yeah, I remember you brought this up once and you said... how much fun. I thought this was going to be. Didn't I guess this? And
yeah.
I was like, because you brought it up, and then like 3 days later, she talked about how much fun it was, and then she goes, hey, are we doing another field trip again? So I think that you put it in the back of your mind. Yes. That's going to be awesome.
The Burt Show.